Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
Or text us on 51551. Now I want to go to Sean Kilkenny. Sean, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Sean, what's that clip-clopping I'm hearing in the background there?
The sound of my horses as I'm making the way to Dublin for Friday morning, hopefully to meet the Hallmarks in about half price in the world we've found ourselves in recent months.
Tell us, you're coming from where?
We're coming from our home and our base of our industry, Glamorlan Castle, on the farm of Lord Inchiquin, where he houses our horses and allows us to provide first-class services in a five-star environment to the greatest tourist industry that was ever in the world was here in our land before. The troubled times of COVID-19, which has actually not decimated, but actually wiped out our whole business.
Okay, so just to be clear about it, Sean, your business is giving horse and trap...
Horse and carriages. Yes, yeah, we do the jarvey work. We have a wedding business and we do some funerals. But we also have a trekking business. And each and every one of them have a story to be told. And there are stories of hardship and pain where we've been left with them €350 to feed 40 horses through this time.
So it's your business, and all during this time, over the last number of months, the business has obviously just collapsed, disappeared. And the only support you've had is the COVID payment, is it?
That's all, yeah. To maintain my three trucks, rent in the yard, the ESB, the wealth and the health and all the issues associated with the animals and everything else that goes with our business. We have €350, which I thought I got was to feed my family. But I got quickly mistaken when I realised there was something else coming.
And tell me, you're decided to take yourself up to Dublin by horse and trap?
Horse and our carriages and my children riding their ponies to represent our trekking industry, which has totally collapsed. The insurance industry has totally collapsed around it, and we want explanations from the government to what's happening. In the insurance world, we're bringing three things to Dublin, that my life itself matters. We want fairness, and we want a call out on for reformation of the insurance industry that has left every business in this country in a very, very, very unstable place in their lives. And I think I'm going to become just a little bit of inspiration that the people are going to rock on behind us today, tomorrow, and bring letters to our train that we can bring to Dublin. And we said we'd go the distance so people could keep the distance and abide by the rules and the regulations of the land so that we're not spreading all sorts of things to each other in these terrible times.
And tell me, you when did you leave Clare?
We left. We went out the gates of Glamorlan Castle with my children and my brother Paul and all my brothers and family who were moving the convoy of horses along and rechanging the road. And we left Clare at 5:30 on Monday morning with our convoy. And it gets strong and it gets weak and it gets lonely. But every town and village we get in, we know that there's people out to meet us and bring stuff to the horses. People came from Carrickonlish this morning with feed for the horses, and more litters came from Scariff behind our own country, East Clare. And people are coming with their stories, their own stories of their personal pain that they want us to bring to Dublin.
And where are you now, Sean? Remind
us. We're just after coming out of a legendary place called Moneygall.
Oh, I know it well, yeah. And we're passing, you'll be going past the Barack Obama.
We're just passing it as we speak to head on now for...
Are you going to call into Supermax there for a bag of chips?
We're staying in with the kindness of James tonight in Pike of Rush Hall. And our journey then takes us tomorrow up into Kildare, where we hope the plains of Kildare will be flooded with people that want to bring their story and catch up our train of their their troubles in their lives between insurance, which is our trouble. Our insurance industry has collapsed and we're not getting an explanation of what's going on in it. I was 4.5 months without insurance this year in the trekking industry, which collapsed in March from €3,995. My insurance, I got a quote the other day, if I wanted to go back into business, is 11,500. And I want an explanation from the leader of our country to explain to me how I am supposed to stay in business on €350 with these kind of prices.
And you're hoping to be in Dublin on Friday, is it?
We're hoping to get to Dublin on Thursday evening. We have made a call. This might be a great place to do it, for the RDS to open up its home for our horses so that we have a handy journey next morning into the Dáil. That means that we can get to Kildare and at Dublin late on Thursday evening, when a lot of the heavy traffic will be gone out of the city, rather than we holding up the city, plunging into the
okay.
city.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sean, I'm afraid that line that was very good at the start is kind of breaking down a little for us there. But listen, best of luck with it. I'm sure you'll be meeting many of the people on the road as you come up. And best of luck with that journey up and getting to us on Thursday evening. But we'll take a break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.